Sean Patrick Maloney from New York's beautiful 18th District, in office since 2013. I'm going to name two words. You tell me what comes to your mind. Very Freudian. Climate change.
Urgent issue are the two words that come to my mind. And the most frustrating thing is that the Trump administration is moving us, you know, in the wrong direction. It is heartening that so many states and private businesses and municipalities, the Department of Defense, foreign allies are still in this fight, and we are continuing to make progress in many ways, even as the federal government is trying to pull us backwards. But we know from the recent reports and research that the issue is even more urgent than we thought. We have waited far too long to take sweeping action. I have legislation that would price carbon. That would be the single most powerful market mechanism you could use, but it's only one part of the solution. You're going to have to speed up the transition to renewables. You're going to have to crack the code on the battery storage capacity so that wind and solar can really replace some of the base capacity on the system that fossil fuels do now. There's a lot of work we have to do, and unfortunately, the Trump administration has been dragging its feet, or frankly, just working at odds with it, and it's a real issue. We got to take it seriously.
I want to talk to you about President Trump's tariff and trade policy. You're on the House Agriculture Committee. We've heard that this has done some real damage to farmers. Is that true?
It has. Happily, our farmers are not being affected by the tariffs as much as the guys in the Midwest and the sort of big crop producers, particularly soybean producers. What you see in our part of the world is we've had a lousy season for our farmers. It's just been so wet that they've had a rough year. But the things I'm working on for our farmers, and that were in the big farm bill we passed, in particular the new dairy program, is really going to help small dairy farmers like the ones we have in New York. That's really going to get them the help they need. Finally, they've been suffering over the last few years. But in addition to that, you know, if you look at the programs for specialty crop farmers, for the research, for the invasive pest control, things like the allium leaf miner, which is a pest we have in Orange County, which we got to get on top of, you know, things like the whole farm insurance and covering specialty crops when they have losses, things like helping beginning farmers, young farmers get on the land, get access to credit. The new farm bill doubles the amount of credit they can get from $300,000 to $600,000 to buy farmland. That's really important here. The conservation programs that will preserve our open space, allow folks to use conservation easements to both keep farmland costs low, but also, you know, not overdevelop the Hudson Valley. There's a lot of good stuff in the farm bill. That's the stuff that I'm focused on locally, and that is most important for our farmers. The tariffs are hurting us and are hurting our farmers in general, but we haven't seen a lot of that here in Hudson Valley, thankfully.
Recently, your delegation, the congressional delegation from New York, met with Governor Cuomo. Are those just sort of pro forma meetings, or do you get business done?
Look, it's good to get folks together. The senators were there and the governor. The president has been a real problem on the Gateway Tunnel project. That's really important for New York's economy. That's a priority for the governor. The big issue for the governor is the ending of the state and local income and property tax deductions, what they call SALT deductions. You know, that's a real hit for folks in the Hudson Valley, where we pay really high property taxes and have high home values.
Are you hearing from people, Sean? Are you hearing from people on that yet?
Yeah, people are not happy about it at all. And the fact is that we can do something about that. So I think the whole delegation and the senators are lined up on that to fight to get back people's full state and local property tax deductions and income tax deductions. Those provisions will expire by their own terms a few years down the road, but we can do better than that. And I think there is a chance to work with the president on that. So that's the kind of thing we talk about, get lined up on. It's important that you line up with the governor. I mean, I'm on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. It's going to be very important that the governor and I stay in close contact. I think I'm the senior New Yorker. I may be the only New Yorker right now on that committee, although we'll probably get a few new ones in the new Congress. That's really important that we keep talking. Yeah, you bet.
And speaking of the new Congress, how's Speaker Pelosi doing?
Well, look, at you know, she's, I think, done some smart things to start with. You know, we passed a big bill that would really get at public corruption, you know, partisan gerrymandering, money in politics. I mean, it was H.R. 1, the first bill out of the new Congress, really sent a statement about how we would clean up government and get some of the money out of it and get some of the games, you know, in terms of jerry-rigging districts and stuff. And what we would do on that. I also think it's important that we immediately pass bills that would reopen the government. We passed the Republican bill, by the way, that would do that temporarily so that we could, you know, get government open while we figure out this border security issue. So those are that's what's happened in the first week or so. It's a pretty good start. Obviously, there's a lot more to do. I think you gotta give her credit for being a strong leader and for you know uniting the Democratic caucus so that we can speak with some unity about what our priorities are, like cleaning up the government, getting it open, cleaning it up, getting all the corruption out of government, but also, you know, things like infrastructure and working on people's, you know, jobs and income. That's where we're going to make our bones as the new majority.
Senator Gillibrand is setting up a campaign office in Troy, of all places, 5,000 square feet. And I'm wondering, I spoke to the governor and he made it quite clear he was for Joe Biden. And I'm wondering whether you've got anybody.
No, I'm not taking sides on a presidential race that's 2 years away when I don't know who's in it. But listen, I know we got a bunch of great candidates. A bunch of my colleagues from the House are looking at it. I think what's going to help the people I represent is if I focus a little less on politics, a little more on doing my job. You know, I'm focused on roads and bridges and trains and making them safer and clean water in the Hudson River and drinking supplies and in helping our farmers. I mean, that's the stuff I'm going to do. And helping our veterans, and you know, when the time comes, I'll have some views on the presidential race. But
okay.
Didn't we just have an election? What do you say we do a little work before we start talking about another one?
You make a point, but pursuing that even more, which may annoy you, but Octavio Cortez is now putting up primary candidates against sitting Democrats, and apparently has invoked the ire of some of your colleagues. I wonder where you stand on that.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, she's got a lot of followers. She's made a big name for herself pretty quick. You know, I haven't seen a lot of that recently, to tell you the truth. The first couple weeks of Congress, she's introduced legislation. She's been coming to caucus meetings, been a very active, engaged member. I don't know how much of that was rhetoric, how much of it will show up. You know, I'm going to leave that to others. It has nothing to do with me, frankly. You know, I got a job to do. I'm going to do it. You know, there's going to be a lot of new energy and new talent in the Democratic majority. That's awesome. If you look at most people who got elected, by the way, are from districts that are more like mine. That's what happens when you win a big majority. So you've got a bunch of folks that are veterans that are representing districts that Donald Trump won, that are pragmatic people. So I think we'll have a conversation in the Democratic caucus about, you know, about a lot of stuff. But I hope that we can be pulling together, particularly because we've got a lot of work to do with this president, you know, making sure he's playing by the rules and we're getting things done. So I sure hope we don't spend a lot of time, you know, sniping at each other.
Always great to talk to Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney of New York's 18th District. Sean, when we come back the next round in a couple of weeks, I'd love to talk to you about so much more. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.